be back at it. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
Yeah, man. Yes, speaking of the West Coast, man. Them West Coast hoodies,
hey.
T-shirts, and the DJ Head pop-up shop at Lace. Shouts out to Lace for having you out there.
Shout out to Lace South Bay, man. Shout out to homie Pooh Jetter.
Man.
Many of y'all don't know, Pooh is a professional motherfucking athlete. He be out here saving the goddamn world.
And he wanted your black ass.
And he wanted my black ass to partner up with him. Shout out to the homie JB. They all made it happen, man. Even, you know what? Shout out to the, I forgot the Wright sister. Shout out to Jaleesa, which is crazy. But anyway.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I know, right? But but shout out to everybody that made it possible. My team, Salas, Sharday, Sparkle. Y'all already know I love y'all.
Who was Sharday?
Huh?
I didn't see Sharday.
Sharday wasn't there, but she helped plan.
Well, I know she put everything. What I meant to add. I meant to put that in the group chat. That's why I was like, yo, where the hell was you at?
And also, man, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
If you got an iPhone, and if you're listening to this, obviously you fuck with us. But if you don't have an iPhone, get yourself an iPhone and get your ass in a fire ass group chat. Because
group chats are the shit.
Our group
chat, they make the world go round.
Our group chat makes the motherfucking world go.
How many group chats do you think you have? That's just, well, first of all, how many group chats do you think you have?
I'm in about, I got to be in probably about 10 group chats.
10. Now, which ones are like just you can always anticipate it's going to be some fire conversation?
Ours are always fire. Okay. I mean, we either talking shit or we flaming somebody. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if the group chat was ever like
leaked?
Oh, my God.
It'll be rap.
Oh, my God. But anyway. Yes, get your ass get in a fire ass group chat with a group of the homies or homegirls.
You won't be in one if you don't have one. Your ass, if you don't know if you and try to put one together with the iPhones. If you don't have an iPhone, your ass come up to green and your ass will be kicked out.
Kicked out of the group chat.
It won't be looking good for you.
So anyway, shout out to everybody at Lay South Bay and shout out to everybody that showed up. We sold a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And that was the purpose. Like, I don't really do birthday parties.
Many people the last time you did a party was the DCS thing. Like
the last time I did a party, it was a pop-up shop. Yeah. And the thing is, I was talking to Nikki G. Shout out to Nikki G. Nikki Jeezy. We were talking about that. She was like, yeah, I do the same thing. Like, I pretty much use my birthday as a platform to do what I really want to do.
Right.
And I don't really do frivolous birthday parties. I don't really
clubs,
like
clubs.
I don't the club like that. I'm just kind of in a different place in my life. I did clubs for 10 years.
Right.
And
but even when you were doing clubs, like, from what I remember, it's like you never really had birthday parties at the club.
No. It was always a get together.
Right.
I like functions.
Right. Exactly.
From the West Coast. I'm from LA. I'm not the strip club guy. I don't like the strip club. Right. I don't like throwing my money like that. I'm the cheapest dude you're gonna ever meet. And shout out to Stat Quo. He just came up to iHeart and he was up here with the little homie Lil Xan. We gotta actually get him in too.
Dope.
And
Lil Xan or Stat Quo?
Lil Xan.
Okay.
Lil Xan was
he's from the IE, right?
Yeah, he signed. Stat Quo signed Lil Xan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, and the homie DJ Fool manages him.
Wow.
So shout out to DJ Foo from Ear Drummers. Anyway, long story short, I was talking to Stat Quo about strip clubs. And about 8 years ago, Stat Quo, I was in Atlanta with glasses and stuff, and Stat Quo picked us up and took us to a strip club and spent the most money I had ever seen in person.
Say like the most, what do you mean? Like
this shit, it was bands on top of, he was giving us bricks of money to throw.
So you thinking like 10, 15?
Probably 15, 20, okay. I don't know. But he was like, here, go throw this. I'm like, bro.
Go throw this?
Yeah, he would give us bricks. Like you seen in rap videos.
Right, he would
give us the money and be like, yeah, go throw this.
And ain't no time you didn't think, you know, let me pocket something.
Oh, no, I threw half, pocket half.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. I went to Atlanta. I landed it in ATL with probably like $35 to my name and left with about $300. West Coast.
A little smart.
That's, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to Stat Quo. I don't really do clubs. I don't really do strip clubs. What I do is I use my birthday, one, as a teachable moment, two, as a platform to launch or promote whatever it is my agenda is for the year. So shout out to everybody that really supported. The West Coast Laced line is booming. We're getting online sales every day.
That's good, man.
How
can they get the
go to lacedlifestyle.net.
There we go.
LacedLifestyle.net. That's the website. You can get all my official merch, all of the official t-shirt. We got t-shirts. I just gave Nipsey his hoodie and one for whoever else he want to give it to.
Yeah.
And also we got the t-shirts. We got some hats coming. I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but fuck it. Thank you, JB.
Why not? You got the crop tops for the ladies.
Crop tops for the ladies. Yeah, so like it's good. I think that
hey ladies, if you don't have a stomach to wear it, I mean, you can be proud and do it, but I'm just saying it may not be the
hey, that's a DJ head comment. I'm just saying, in your lane.
It may not be the most, you know, it may not make sense for you to do it. Just how about you this? If you do it, just don't post it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not doing anything I'm selling, I'm not going to discriminate.
But so will you repost it on your page though?
I mean, anything I say, I'm not going to discriminate.
There you go. So you're not going to repost it. that's what that is.
So anyway, yeah,
you can buy it though.
Make sure y'all check that out. At Laced South Bay is the handle. Twitter, Instagram, or you can go on my Instagram, DJ Head, DJ HED. The link is in my bio, and just get all your West Coast shit. If you represent the West Coast, or if you want to show love, you know, go ahead and cop the hoodie, the T-shirt, or the crop top.
Absolutely, man. I don't know if you've been here. It's funny because shouts to Lupe. She's our
shout producer. Out to Lupe, our producer.
She be putting
Lupe Llerenas.
Oh, she's changed the name now.
Yeah,
it's
we got to talk about
Love
that.
Love no more. It's not Lupe Love like with three O's. It's Lupe Llerenas now. Shouts out to her. You know, she's launching her brand, doing her thing. But she puts together these topics for us. Sometimes we check them out. Sometimes we don't. And one thing that really caught my eye, I didn't realize that California declares independence from the rest of the state.
Yeah, they were talking about that this morning on Big Boy's Neighborhood.
It was funny is that while we sidebar having a little meeting a minute ago, mm-hmm. I seen on Instagram, or I saw on Twitter, people talking about New California.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck that was. So
yeah, they're trying to get emancipated from the rest. Like, I saw the map.
You're saying they, like, it's not us.
Okay,
like,
well, I'm not the one in there doing that bullshit.
I don't understand this shit.
I want one California.
Why is this? Do you know the
I don't know the ins and outs of it. What I do know is that I saw the map.
Okay.
And the way the map is broken down, it looked like the coast. It's like a coastal central part of California, which is sectioned off, and they traced it around. And I was looking at the map of it. You see right there?
Is this it right here?
Yeah. See that? See the one, the yellow one.
This one?
Right there.
This one?
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do. So for if you're listening right now, just Google the New California map.
Just go, New California, and then go to images. Google images.
Man. Yeah, it'll pop up. So that's pretty much.
Oh, L.A., we're basically in the cut that's going to be cut off.
Yes. And we're going to be part of the New California.
So we're. Get the fuck out of here.
And this is.
Wait, no. The yellow is New California.
I mean, the old California. I'm sorry.
So we're old California.
No, we're just California.
We're just California.
And the rest of it is New California.
So Riverside, the IE, Riverside, Fresno, San Jose. Looks like Redding, Sacramento. Wait, Sacramento is actually still old California. But the other cities I just named, you guys are New California.
It's stupid.
This is dumb.
Stupid.
What is it predicated on? Like, what for? What reason?
I don't know. Like, I just heard about it. And the thing is, like, New California declares independent California from in statehood bid, and it's all about money. At the end of the day. That's all it is.
This is fucking dumb.
It's all about money. Like, New California, regular California, it's stupid. Because the thing is, like, why would you... Now, naturally, here's the thing. This is something that also I don't think people pay attention to. California, by itself, is one of the wealthiest states.
Right.
In totality.
Okay.
Of the country. And I remember seeing an article or reading something where it said that if California was to become its own country... It would be one of the richest countries still.
Get the fuck out of here.
So yeah, it would still be. It'd be down there. It wouldn't be like at the top.
Right.
But it would still be more wealthy than like another country, like a third world country or
gotcha,
whatever.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, we got some money out here. They just ain't sharing it with us.
What in the entire fuck? Yeah, I'm not for that. I'm not for that at all.
Yeah, I'm not with this shit. This shit is weird, and it sound like some old, like, New World Order, old white folk shit, where they trying to, like, it sound like a money scheme.
Yeah, I see.
Like, some white dude came to some other white dude and was like, hey, I got a way we can really get hit. We gonna hit this lick.
And like, we really fuck him up.
Hey, we gonna hit a lick, and it's gonna be worth billions. And he's like, well, what you wanna do? And then he told him, like, we gonna break the state up into some other shit and fuck with everybody's livelihood. And it's just stupid.
I'm trying to think. The last time this has happened in the country, I'm thinking was what is it?
Well, you talking about was the last state to be added?
Well, no, not the last state to be added. But I'm thinking of I'm just gonna sound real stupid. Never mind. Fuck that. Because I'm thinking of New Mexico. I'm thinking of any state that has new in there. That
those are actual states.
Right.
Like this is like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think if there was any. Any state in U.S. history that was divided, like North Dakota, South Dakota.
No.
Right?
No. Those were broken up, I think, in the Civil War or whatever the fuck, whatever, whenever the fuck that happened.
My fucking...
My history's all...
You know what? Who knows about geography? Louis motherfucking G knows about Louis G.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Good. Hanging out with the homegrown homies.
Yo, we're talking about
this
new
homegrown right now.
Yeah, we're doing this new California shit. We're talking about the new California.
What'd you think about that shit, dog?
I think you rural people. I just found out what rural means.
Rural.
To be honest with you.
Go ahead.
I don't know what rural means, but it means like where there's grass.
Outskirts.
Right?
No grass.
Rural, where there's grass.
Rural areas usually consist of dirt and shit like that.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
the opposite of that.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff. So yeah, I just, man, they're idiots. How are they gonna even live, bro?
It's fucking
talking about, okay, this is what's gonna happen. Even if it was to happen, right? Okay, we want our own taxes, we wanna do this, we wanna do that. Okay, then what are people gonna do where they pay more taxes? They're gonna wanna fucking move over there. Then you're not gonna be rural anymore, you stupid asses. Then they're gonna be a city, just like us, and it's gonna be the same thing.
That's very true. That's just like the IE. Like
when
people moved out to the IE,
everybody moved
out in the fucking IE right now.
And for people that's listening right now don't know what the fuck we talking about, this is some LA shit.
Yeah, right.
We talking about the Inland Empire, we talk about Los Angeles. But the thing is, here's the thing, right, Louis?
Yeah.
If California was a separate, and we was just looking at the map right now, right?
Because wasn't it originally supposed to be just California who wanted to separate from this, like to be its own, like...
Well, that's what I just talked about.
Whatever it was.
That's what I thought it was.
Not a section, right?
No, it was going to be its own country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, and you're looking at the map right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so if this was the break off.
Oh, they can have it, dog.
That's what I was thinking the same fucking thing. Like, most of this shit I don't fuck with anyway.
Yeah, man. Driving through that place, it smells like dog, like cat, like fucking cow shit anyways.
I mean, I fuck like with San Diego. I fuck with Rivers. I fuck with the IE. I fuck with San Diego. But like Chico and like all these other places, I'm not going really anyway.
Okay. And you're telling me everybody in that blue shaded area agreed and said yes, we want to leave.
Like, not at all.
No.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who decided to say okay?
There's some white people that did this.
So I get that.
It's New California right there, right? That's a big ass chunk.
Right. That's damn near the whole state.
Yeah, like there's no way.
So we're old California and the rest of the damn state.
No, we'd just be California, and then it's like iPhone X.
I get it, but still.
iPhone 8. I said X. iPhone 10.
Yeah, you did, you dumbass. That sounded like me.
I know. I hate when
people say iPhone X. So before you walked in, I said, you know who knows about geography? Louis G. So I'm trying to remember, like, what
I don't know what rural means or whatever it is.
Rural.
What fucking
rural?
I'm trying to think. There was no, what other state has been divided?
Yeah, have you ever thought?
Oh, look at it. This is just because I Googled.
See, I felt it. Go ahead.
You ready?
Go ahead.
West Virginia.
There we go.
So Virginia and then West Virginia.
And then West Virginia.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So they got separated after they were already a state.
Yeah.
So it's Virginia and they're like, fuck that, we're going to be West Virginia.
Exactly.
Do you remember?
That's crazy.
When Googling, do you remember what year they said that happened?
No,
I don't. But that happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Wow. So I wonder if it's like under the same pretenses, like the same type of shit, taxes and laws and all that bullshit.
That's wild.
That's fucking stupid as fuck. Now, there's something you do know about, Louis. Strippers.
Yes, right.
Did you know that Stars is being shut down in July? Stars is in Gardena. Heard about that shit. It's getting shut down in July.
Damn, why?
Have you been to Stars before?
Yeah, I've been to Stars, but I've seen like war strip clubs that are still running. Like,
they're still running.
Yeah,
why?
Stars.
King Henry.
Stars, Barbary Coast is next.
They getting shut down?
There's a zone. What's going on right now? Basically,
zoning.
Yeah, zoning. What happened is like the city of Gardena, say 20 years back, said that the only way you can operate adult businesses is in this particular like a section of area.
Yeah.
You can't do it where they're at. So they've petitioned for 20 years.
To kick it out.
Finally, it's about to be done now.
Damn.
It's a wrap. So no more Stars.
I went to Stars. And the only reason I ever went to Stars is because they was like, all the homies was like, yo, pull up, you gotta try the fucking chicken.
The food.
And I'm like, bro, the chicken wasn't even that fucking good.
What are you talking about? The food is fire.
I didn't see the food. I said the chicken.
Did you get the chicken tenders?
No, I got the chicken bone in.
No, you fucked up. The chicken tenders and the chicken wings, that's what you gotta get.
Yeah, no. We're just talking about strip club and food. It's funny.
Yeah.
Because they actually got some really good fucking food.
Fire food.
Like, where's the best strip club with food?
There's a spot in Anaheim called I forgot the name of it. But it's also a sushi spot.
What?
Okay. So I'm not fucking with no sushi.
A sushi chef who's I've met before, dog, who's worked at a credible sushi spot, but is now working there. And I know he's totally legit and serves great sushi.
Bruh.
And they got great sushi at the strip club, bro. It's called the Athenians.
I'm not fucking with no sushi.
So they said, fuck the legitimate spot.
It's called the Venetian in Anaheim.
Fuck the legitimate spot. I want to make some sushi in a fucking strip club.
Yeah, and since it's in Anaheim, and Latinos are based, now they're starting to do like mariscos.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to you, dog. You could go eat ceviche, get a lap dance, and fuck out of there and get drunk.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not fucking with no sushi because I won't know why the sushi is wet.
You are stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is wrong with the, why is the sushi like wet, dog, on the top?
Have you guys ever wondered why girls decide to do like stripping? Like, why? Like,
I asked the stripper before.
What's that moment where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to strip.
I asked the girl before.
I think it's all based off of money, though, right?
No.
Is it that cliche where oh, I need to support my
school? No, that's bullshit. Because I used to talk to this girl, and then she ended up stripping later on, right? And I called her out on it, and because she was trying to give me the money cliche bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And then once we finally broke it all the way down, she just wanted the attention.
For sure.
She just really wanted the attention, dog. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's dad. I don't know how that shit works in psychology. Right. But for whatever reason, certain women want that affirmation from men. They want to be looked at like, look at her.
When you don't receive it from one place, you want to get it, you know.
So I think it has to do with attention.
But that's weird because half the girls that are dancers or strippers, they do get that attention outside of work. I think it's just, I don't know what kind of attention they need, because they obviously, if they're decent looking girls and they're stripping, like,
dudes gonna holler no matter what.
Yeah, like dudes are gonna holler, but it's like, I wonder what kind of attention they need. Do they need to be in power? Because that's what they are. You know what I mean?
Like, a power thing,
or maybe Halloween is an excuse for most girls to get slutty. Maybe it's an excuse for them to kind of like act out. Maybe their inner fantasies and some shit like that.
We need to bring a stripper in here and talk to her.
Oh, please. Please, let's do that.
On some real shit. Yeah. And just really get to the, like, what's up with the stripping? Yeah, like, exactly. What is it really that,
like,
you be...
We understand the money's good. Okay, we get it. Yeah. Like, yeah. But is the money good if you're working a morning shift?
Right.
And you're the hottest. You can be the hottest chick and work in the morning shift and not make any money.
Yeah, like, some morning shift fucking strippers.
You work at
the
night.
The morning shift? Right. What the fuck is that? Oh, you talking about like 10 in the morning?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's
There's always just one stripper and one bartender in the morning. That's it.
You went to a strip club in the morning?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
At like 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
For what? The
fuck?
Sunday mornings or something like that when you wake up?
No, I'm talking about during the week. Like after you leave the morning show?
During the week, I've done it before.
And like, you going to like 11 a.m.?
For like lunch or something.
Oh, so you go for the food.
Yeah, go for
I'm just saying, what's in somebody's mind where they be like, I got to see some ass at 11 a.m.?
But it, like you said, if it's a spot that has either really good drinks or really good food, like that's your decision to go there.
And another thing is, like, them girls make you feel like you have a chance.
But that's their job.
Because I know, but that's how they sucker these guys in. Like, I had a homie at one point who was in love with one of them and was literally, like, I didn't know this, low key. I would see, like, on the weekend one time, I just saw him with her, and they're like going out and shopping. And
what
I was like,
the fuck?
Bro, so like, my man's buying her shit now. Wow. Like, my man's taking out and buying her. And then I talked to one of the homies, and the homie was like, dog, you don't understand. He's been at the strip club like every single day, even in the afternoon, just over there spending money with her. So that's eventually he's like, and his whole goal was to get her. Like, he wanted to smash her. And dog, after so much money, I think she gave in, and like, now they're like, now he's smashing her. And like, who knows how long it's going to take till she breaks up with him. And
do you think he's going into it just for the smashing purposes? Or do you think
that's emotional.
That's exactly the same thing. Like,
right.
Think about what he already went into already.
Right.
He's going into just for the lap dance or the kiss or whatever it is for a lap dance. He got the lap dance now. So now it got him pumped up to go into the next step. So now after this, I'm pretty sure he's going to want a wife. Or once that's over, it's going to be over, bro.
Oh,
like,
God.
So it's just like anything, like a job. You get in, you intern, then you want to get hired, then you want to be a manager. Then
it has to be it, yes.
So you just keep moving up and go. That's crazy.
But I say, where does it end then? Like, there's no end goal then.
Wifing her.
I'll tell you where it ends.
What's it end?
From a strip club and stripper.
World.
Yeah, world. You know where it ends? It never does. You start another beginning with another stripper.
That you so fall it's like in love a with chasing your
one.
Tail.
Once you're done with one, that's cool. You know how many homies I've known that have been like, oh, that's cool. I already smashed her.
Also, I'm
like,
rotating. How?
Because you've been literally coming in here, spending money on one chick, nailing her. Then you go to the next one, nail the other chick.
So it got to be some conquering shit then.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like on some like, oh, I got that one. Now I need this one type thing.
For sure, bro.
Like some shoes.
Oh, shit.
Like, you got those? Oh, I'm going to get those.
Had those.
And like that kind of shit?
The same kind of thing, bro. I think that's what it is.
That's some bullshit.
And that's because I got friends who've like gone through it, and I see them. And there's some friends who just go in there like, it's all cool. But it's funny when you go in there and it's like they act different to the ladies. I'm like, why are you acting different to a girl, dog? Why are you acting different to the girl you already smashed?
Right,
like,
right,
this
right,
is
right,
her
right.
workplace. Like, don't act shady against her. Like, it's not her fault. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever it was, and she probably told you straight from the front and from the beginning, and now you're here.
But see, and the thing is, like, the only reason, because I've had conversations. I'm not the guy that enjoys myself in a strip club. So I actually sit and have conversation with the strippers. Like when they ain't nobody buying that.
It's very entertaining.
It's
sometimes.
So crazy
was
because
it for the lifestyle, just to kind of get the understanding of what they do. Or
no,
what?
I really, you know me. I like to pick women's brains. Right. So I'm in there like, so like, what's up? Like, what's up with this shit? And they're like, you know, I'm going to school and I don't really want to work regular, you know, so I do this kind of thing. It's easy. And then you start really like tapping into what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And they don't respect the men that's spending money.
Oh, shit.
No, they don't give a damn.
They don't actually respect the men that's spending money.
So maybe that's their thing. Maybe their thing is trying to get attention from the motherfucker that they can't get attention from.
Mm.
Yes, because every girl wants to get the big fish, which is the big whale who's in there to spend the most money.
Like your homeboy who's
there and always spending money. That's the woman's goal.
But if they don't respect that motherfucker, then why in turn would they want that? I mean, obviously for the money. Yes,
yeah, of
I get
course,
that.
The money.
But, okay.
I don't think it's for anything else. Oh, and for a girl to go outside of work and hang out with somebody outside of work, because technically they're clients when she went wrong.
No, they call them tricks.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
pretty much.
The ones out. Come in, Alex. Yeah. The one that was talking. The one that I was talking to. Yeah. She was like, "Yeah, you know, we just get new tricks, and you know, like, hopefully, we find a good trick that's gonna take us out and do this and do that." And yeah. It's like, bro, like, they don't. And the thing is, when I be watching them dudes sit at the bar and throw their money, I'm like, bro, she don't actually fuck with you.
Right, right.
And you know how I am. I'm all about authenticity. Right. So a strip club naturally doesn't make sense for me.
Right, right, right. Because you're spending your money. Like, what the fuck?
And me and Big Boy was talking about that shit yesterday. Was it this morning?
Strip clubs, I don't care what anybody says, they're fun, dog.
No, the really? Environment, yeah. The environment, fun, yeah, it depends on where you go. Like, who you go with.
I don't drink.
Yeah, see, so it's not
fun. You shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, you shouldn't be there.
But you're going to fucking kill my joy.
But no, you fuck with food, though.
Oh, yeah, I love food.
Kind of sort of like,
no, if they got some, like, Louis G's dad makes the best ceviche I ever had.
Okay.
His ceviche is bar none fire. Yeah. So if they had that ceviche at Stars, I'd be in that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Straight up.
But check this
stripping
out.
Stripping and all.
This is, I don't know if this is off the topic, but the strippers that we had in the studio one time came in, and one of them was like, I don't want my face on social media or anything because I work at a certain place where I can't tell you, and it's a very high-end like resort, right?
Mm.
So what ended up happening is we put the shit out anyways.
Yeah.
So then
you're not Wiz Khalifa,
the
bitch.
Next week I read it. I was like, how are you not gonna, like, this is, makes no sense. You're here
right.
in the morning.
You know,
you know what you're here for, exactly. But you don't want to. That's so stupid.
Right.
So, and I did tell her from the beginning, like, we're gonna respect everything. We're not gonna put anything crazy. Like,
right.
we can't even do that ourselves.
Right.
But it's gonna go out. Like, some images are gonna go out. So the week after that, I remember going to the strip club. She was like, oh. She came over and sat on my lap. Dog, it's funny. And she was like, "You can't. Yeah, I gotta tell you what happened." She's like, "Oh, when I went back to work, coworkers were kind of looking at me different. I wasn't sure what was happening, and eventually, I got called in, and they told me that they seen some stuff on social media, and they were gonna give me a couple days off."
Whoa!
So now I'm like,
reprimanded. Dog, y'all got that girl fired.
I can't believe we did. Like, I'm like, I'm feeling bad. Like, damn, I'm so sorry. Like, dog, she turned around, smiling. She's like, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. Like,
yeah,
I'm still gonna come back and this and this and that. And
she likes that attention, dog.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
I was about to say, because it does. At one point, if she gets fired from there or gets let go, she can obviously go somewhere else. And then, and now with the way social media is, most girls set up cameras and shit from the house. Like, there's different ways to make money.
Yeah. And my thing is this, okay, whatever happened at work now, okay, dog, if you had to pick from, like, she was like in a supervisor position at this like high end resort, right?
Oh shit, okay.
So now I'm like, okay, I understand what happened. Like, oh, that sucks, and I'm sorry to hear that. But I was just like, okay, if that happened to me, dog, I'd be like, okay, I gotta cut this already.
Right, right.
Like, I gotta focus on this and try to fix things or whatever, so I won't lose this job.
Right, right.
Nah, man, she was back there stripping again.
Get the fuck
not
out
giving
of
a damn. Like, she was
that's
like,
that's because she liked that shit.
Yeah, stripper,
let me tell you some trill shit. Is one of my big homies. he told me, he said the reason why people sell drugs is not necessarily for the money and not necessarily for the, he said what happens is over time, the more you do it, you get just addicted to the lifestyle and selling the drugs people using the drugs.
I believe it.
And so that's probably the same shit with the strippers. Like
I believe it.
Over, like you start off, oh, I need money, or you start off, I need to pay rent real quick, or I'm going through college. And then you get addicted to what come with it.
Because even me growing up with one of my cousins who always did that, and he'd always take me on these fucking long excursions, right? Just doing that. Like I would see the way I can see that he felt cool when people were like, yo, let me get some. And it was just like, here, take like some for free, or here, let me taste it, or this and this and that. Like I could see the power that he, or just whatever he was, the high that he was getting off of just being the guy that is the guy. You walk in a room and they know it's
everybody
him.
Knows.
Everybody knows him. Everybody wants his attention. Yo, what's up, man? You need anything? Right. You need anything? Like just catering to him, knowing that he's the man with the. With everything, it's crazy. God, and that's an addiction. That's a lifestyle, bro.
It's a lifestyle. That's totally. What I was thinking. Because
that's the whole thing. That maybe that's what it is.
No, it's definitely a lifestyle. It has to be because there's no other way that you can do shit over and over again, knowing that I'm fucked up or this might not be good for me. Right. It's like me with ice cream. I ate a half gallon of ice cream in 2 days. Yeah. I know I'm not supposed to be doing that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I tweeted out today. I posted a tweet up that said I'm contributing to the world's methane gas problem as we speak.
You stupid.
Because I've been farting nonstop for 48 hours straight, dog. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, we know when we be fucking up.
Yeah.
Like oh shit, I had, big ass thing of chili cheese fries for breakfast. I know I'm not supposed to be doing that.
Right. I was just telling somebody that the other day, because the homie sent me a video of Dr. Sebi, obviously.
Sebi, yeah.
He talking about what you can and can't eat. Yeah. He specifically said about black men and what's good for you, what's not good for you, and shit like that. And basically everybody, it alluded to the fact that everybody should be on a plant-based diet. And I was like, dude, it's crazy as fuck that you're telling me this. And we all know this shit. We all know in this room what's good for us, what's bad for us.
Hell yeah.
And that fried food and all that bullshit can ultimately kill us at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
Still fucking...
Man,
it's crazy, right?
My mom took me out for my birthday and I ordered appetizers and they brought me calamari and fried mozzarella.
Oh, yeah, you fucking...
Bruh. Do you know what the fuck, when you take some fucking mozzarella cheese and you dip it in some batter and you dip that shit in some grease at 300 degrees, that motherfucker is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm like, but
that shit, that fried mozzarella is amazing. And I know I'm not supposed to be eating that shit. Right. Then I ordered baked ziti.
Hey, man, I'm done.
Yeah,
he's hungry.
I'm hungry too.
Thank you very much, man. So, what's up, Alex?
Oh, hey there.
Hey, hello. We got another guest.
Alex. I actually have a phone interview in 2 minutes, so this got to be short. But
Alex on the mic is here.
Hi.
I really wanted to ask you, because I remember earlier we were talking about the whole new California, old California shit, and I was on social media, and we were in a meeting, and you're the one of the persons that I saw talk about that shit, and you were hashtag, what was the official hashtag?
It was just hashtag New California, but I said something. I was like, why would you want to create a new state when you could just move to Arizona?
Right,
get them out. Like, if you don't like this state, leave.
Hey, that's how I feel about people that's not from here. We was just talking about that shit, and it was like you from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I fuck with you though. Like you came out here, you embraced the people, you fuck with the Negroes. Like I like that shit, and I think that more people should adapt that mentality. But it's like I watch so many people move to LA or move to California, move to the Bay, and they be like, "Fuck it, I hate this shit. Fuck this
week, stay there.
This weak ass city. It's dry. It's fake. Well, get the fuck up out of here, then, dog."
I feel like we had this conversation. I feel like this topic comes on a podcast once every other episode.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of funny though, because when they planned that
we should call it set tripping, huh?
Set tripping, right.
Set trip.
Set trip.
When they planned out that shit, I was looking at the map. I was like, all right, so you're trying to tell me that old California, you gave us LA,
right.
San Francisco, the Silicon Valley. You gave us all the money. And you want.
And they get Rialto.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Riverside. Keep San Diego. And you're all right.
Thanks.
Now,
what? Because we were speculating on it earlier. What do you understand? Why this is happening?
Yes. Basically.
Yeah, we don't know.
Basically, the Republicans of California are we're sick of the liberal coastal elite.
That's how Republicans talk, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
One more time. Go ahead.
We're sick of the coastal elite.
Kill them all. We don't want Negroes and Mexicans.
So they were saying it's not, they don't like how the government is run here. They just think taxes are high. Listen, taxes are high. But I said this the other day, I remember, because we've talked about this before.
Right.
I grew grew up a Republican. Mm-hmm. I was registered Republican until last year when I was like, oh shit, I'm still registered as a Republican. I should probably change that up. But so I remember like the whole mindset for Republicans isn't like we hate poor people. Like mm-hmm. it's like
it's classism.
It's classism, but it's also like you have a lot of people who are middle class who realize that, let's just say white middle class, mm-hmm. especially, who like, listen, lower taxes, right? Like Republicans believe in like lowering taxes. The right. problem with that is when they were like, when you get older, you're gonna, and you're making more money, you're gonna wanna keep that. And listen, it hurts when I look at my paycheck. I'm like, fuck, man, 45% of my paycheck
man,
is gone.
They be fucking
it's
killing
crazy.
Me.
Crazy. And right. so that's more of like Democrats, right? But there's a reason why our taxes are high. So I always say, like, listen, like, I'm cool with paying more in taxes if it means that there are people who are going to get health care
right.
or kids who come from poor families that can't, like, get, like, sick and
like
they can't
me.
Afford health care, right?
Absolutely.
Like, but, like, or, like, our roads or whatever it is or better school systems. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay. Like, I almost, as for me, I see that as an investment.
Right.
Not really an investment,
but
you know what
I'm
saying?
Because, like, if you do that and it betters my lifestyle, right?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to get over it. I'm going to... That's going to afford me the lifestyle to be able to pay that
but,
down the line as well.
But the mentality for Republicans, and one that I used to have because of
fault.
Certain media outlets is
they're
lazy. Freeloaders.
Yeah.
They're lazy.
They don't want to better themselves.
They don't want to work.
Right.
Why didn't they work like I work? Now,
right.
I know that there are certain systems
right.
that are in place mm-hmm. to prevent that, whether you want to go back 60 years and look at redlining or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. that people, like because of just sheer ignorance, truly sheer ignorance, not understanding that, because like you could look at a white person who worked really hard or a poor white person, right? Even a poor white person mm-hmm. where they worked really, really hard and then they finally got what they want, but they don't understand that there are systems that play, like you still may have started at a level up from someone else who doesn't look like you.
Right.
So anyway, so that's kind of like what it is. Like they don't understand because they're like, oh, I worked hard.
Right,
I worked
right.
hard for everything I got. So why are you taking the money that I worked really hard for to give it to someone who didn't work as hard as me?
So that's the ignorance.
Yeah.
At what point did you quote unquote wake up? And I don't know if we talked about this when you were on with us, but mm-hmm. at what point did you, was it a wake up call for you like, oh, that's not how it is, or oh, there is a system in place versus what people are telling me?
I think just like moving, really. Like I move across the country. First, I went to Austin. That was
wow.
like in a red, super red state.
Got you.
Like, so you kind of reap the benefits of low, like no state income tax. Like mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Wow.
But also living in a liberal city, so you kind of see more of the social changes and you start to have more conversations, whatever, whatever. And then moving to LA and having conversations like with people who maybe came to this country when they were a child mm-hmm. and their parents didn't go through the quote unquote legal way or whatever it
yeah.
might be. And then you realize like why that happens. And then for me, it was just like gaining more empathy and understanding like the picture that was painted for me wasn't really the reality.
So it's safe to say that if you don't travel outside of where your comfort zone is, being a Republican, you know, I'm not going to do a blanket statement, but being a Republican, like unless you step outside of your zone, like living somewhere or go travel, you won't really wake up to what's going on. I hate using a fucking term, woke and shit. But you won't really understand what's going on or really understand somebody else's lifestyle.
Yeah, and like for me, like I wasn't watching anything else but Fox News. And like that's a propaganda
arm. That shit is skewed. Hell
it's
yeah.
It's crazy. Damn. Like, and so I'm watching all these things, and when they're telling you that ISIS is coming over the Mexican border,
right.
which is a legit thing mm-hmm. that they say, you're like, oh my gosh, we need stronger border security
right,
because
right.
terrorists are coming over the southern border.
Yeah.
Like, which isn't even a thing. Like,
so,
you know what I mean? Like,
so what advice would you give to the Republican, somebody that doesn't travel, that's hell-bent on staying where they're at? Like, how do you wake somebody up?
I feel like it's such a lost cause at this point because, like, I just watched the Obama Letterman special and Obama just
people
talked
been telling
about
me about
this.
That.
Amazing.
It was
amazing. I want to see that
show. It was really amazing.
Amazing.
But he was talking about, like, how people watch Fox News are on an entirely different planet.
Wow.
And everyone laughed, but he's so serious because it's become, so what Fox News has strategically done, what the Republican Party has strategically done, what Donald Trump has strategically done was say, everything else is fake news. This is the only truth. And so you can't even tell someone anymore, hey, why don't you watch CNN, MSNBC, listen to NPR? Well, they're not telling the truth. So then you
positioned them.
That's what it is. Like, you position these people to really fully believe that the only...
Oh, her phone's ringing.
Is that probably your, should go. I have. I think I have something to do. Okay. But I think that's my interview. But anyway, so that's it. But anyways, I'll be back.
Well, one last question. Why are you dressed up for a phone interview?
Oh, I'm just going out to dinner later.
Okay.
So.
Oh.
No, 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 not a date. Not a date. Okay. Not a date.
Okay. Yeah, we will be FaceTiming you.
So all right. Not a date.
Alex on the mic with the thigh boots on. Hey. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
She got her oops, I did it again going on.
Hey, she low-key did look like Britney Spears. Yeah. Ah, man, I'm glad she came in.
Man, shed some light on that.
Because I definitely didn't know what the fuck was going on. I just saw the tweets. I saw people talking about it. And, yeah, I'm glad she came in there. I'm glad Louis came in there and kind of shed some light on the stripping situation, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I always like different perspectives. Because
absolutely.
It always gives me more insight on, I like, you know me, I'll sit for hours and just pick people's brains.
Oh, yeah, just to see what's going
just
on.
Just in people watching, shit like that. I also do want to talk about this. Did I talk about the Laker game already?
Which one? Nah.
Okay, so I go to the Laker
game. Oh, yeah, I seen it on social
media. Yeah. I do want to talk about this real briefly. I go to the Laker game. I'm sitting there. I see Hannibal Buress. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hannibal Buress is one of my favorite comedians. Right. My mom.
And a lot of people say that you look like him, too.
Everybody say that. Oh, that's your twin. That's your Dingleberry. All that kind of weird shit.
I never heard of that.
Dingleberry? It's like Avatar. Or whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, long story short, I'm sitting there. I see Hannibal Buress. My mom's like, hey, you want to say something to him? I'm like, nah. So lo and behold, I look across the court because, you know, I'm sitting in the semi-decent seats. You know what I mean? You know, we on the first level.
I'll check you out.
You know what I mean? A little something, something.
Wait, who's the plug again?
It's my mom.
Oh, shout out to
my mom. Yeah, my mom took me to Laker game.
Dope.
And so we sitting there, and I look across the court, and I noticed that I noticed it's a dude, and he kind of sitting awkward with this woman. Mm-hmm. And I could tell by their body language, like, he ain't really sealed the deal, right. But he wants to be with her.
He's trying to.
Not be with her, but he wants some kind of more than a friendship.
Right, right.
I could tell by their interactions. So I'm just peeping. I'm watching kind of the game. We watching the game. Game is going on.
You probably think he got it locked, too.
Courtside. They're
right.
Sitting courtside.
Oh,
okay, right behind the backboard. Like, they can read, damn. They can read the print.
That, go ahead.
They can read the print. They can read the print on the shit. So they're sitting there courtside. Next thing you know, Sway Lee and Slim Jim come in, and Usher takes them to their seat right next to Old Boy and Old Girl. And they're sitting there, and as soon as she recognized, oh shit, that's Ray Shremmert,
she started popping up.
Oh, she immediately uncrossed her leg and crossed it over the other way towards Sway Lee.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right? So now she's key-keying, like, hee-hee-hee-hee. You know, now she all in Sway Lee. The game progressed. Next quarter, they all in each other's phone.
Oh, my God.
They on Snap together. Next quarter, she hands her phone to Slim Jimmy. Then she hands it back. Then she hands her phone to Sway Lee.
Oh.
They type something, and then it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
So now old boy is sitting there. He just sitting there. If you go look at my Instagram, DJ Head, DJ HED, old boy is just looking at this take place. And he's sitting so awkward, like, oh, shit. Ray Shremmert just sniped my girl.
What would you do if you sat there, though? Like, there's nothing else you can do.
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done in a similar situation.
Real quick, man. And that's crazy. You got to check out the footage on there. We got Nina Chantel in here. She's about to take over and do her shift. And I'm going to respect her space. But I do want to ask her this question. If you're on a date with a guy, right?
Nina, step up.
Step up to this mic. If you're on a date with a guy, you obviously just heard the story. If you're on a date with a guy.
I heard half the story. I heard about some girl crossing her leg. That's all I know.
Basically, this girl goes to a Laker game, right? She's sitting there with some guy. He obviously, they're not together, but he obviously is into her, wants to be more than friends.
The guy who took her to the
guy who took her to the Laker. I'm sitting there with my mom, and I'm trying to explain to her what's happening because I'm sitting there in real time.
Watching it.
They're sitting courtside.
Okay.
What guy takes a girl courtside? So anyway, they're sitting courtside.
A guy that's trying to hit?
Okay. Exactly. They're sitting courtside. Next thing you know, Ray Shremmert comes in and sits right next to the girl. The usher takes them to their seat. And now once she recognizes Ray Shremmert, they're all in each other's phone. She's key-keying with him. She sits her chest up higher. She's all leaning into
Rude.
Oh, my God.
Disrespectful.
Hold on. Then she hands them her phone.
To put his number in
they're
there?
Typing their whatever they're typing into her phone.
Are they including this gentleman that took her to the courtside?
Not at all.
He's over there looking
not at all.
Beautiful.
He's just sitting on the side. I'll show you the video. because I put him on my Snap. That's exactly. It was sad.
Tell him if he needs a friend, I am here. I will go with him and I won't be trifling. I'm not giving up nothing, but I will definitely be a good wing woman and hook him up.
But how do you do that? Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you be respectful to, obviously.
I include the man in the conversation because you know me. I talk to everybody. Right. So even if like we were sitting courtside and Slim Jimmy or whoever I was talking to, well, probably been like, hey, what's
right,
up?
Right.
But I would include the band that I was with definitely in conversation. Even if I did want to take a picture with a celebrity that was sitting next to me,
right.
I would include the man that I was with because that's just respectful. Because that's the kind of woman that's putting it out there,
there it
making
is.
It look bad for the rest of us good ones.
On Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
Well, that's close.
Well, look, go find Ina Chantel. Go and tell them how they can get with you and get those amazing tips. Ladies, if you ever find yourself courtside at a game, this is how you handle it. You know what I mean?
At NINACHANTELE.
And you can catch her. Didn't you? What, how many marks are you
well,
in at
this
point?
Well, thank you. Aren't you?
She's syndicated.
Yeah, go and plug
she
your
fucking
shit.
Plugging her shit.
Because we are taking your time. I'm helping you plug your shit.
That's sweet of you, Chuck Dizzle.
You're my homie. I love you.
Hey, you love me too. Don't even lie. Go ahead and say it publicly on your podcast. You know you love me, Serena. I love you. I'm in San Diego on Gemini 5-7 from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then from 3 to 7 in Los Angeles on Real 92.3 in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday as well. Man. I'm out here hustling. So I'm being a real
you.
Mexican.
Hey, I feel you.
Handle your business in a second, so gracias. I appreciate that, man. It's Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and we're pal.
West Coast.